Tampa is considering excluding 18 to 20-year-olds from clubs in Ybor City. But at a Tampa City Council workshop today, owners and employees of those establishments warned that move would hurt or kill their businesses. More than a dozen members of the public spoke out against the proposal, including Czar bartender Jennifer Harvey. She says the city doesn't need to worry about people over 21 buying drinks for underage patrons.
When an 18 and 20-year-old comes into the club, they are not only do we have scanners that scan to make sure that ID is valid and real, but they are marked, if they are under 21, they are marked with X's. We have different bands, thinner bands, completely different colors, so we know. You only get one drink per band per person at a time. So if it is a 2-for-1 special or any of that, they only get the one drink. They have to come back for the other drink. If they ask for a shot and a drink, they have to drink the shot before they walk away. If there's anybody suspicious, we constantly, the bar staff, even our photographers, are in contact with our security to know, to follow, to watch, to make sure if there's any suspicious person or maybe we think that they might be doing it, that they're not doing it.
Sandra Hine runs the club Czar. She said a proposal to require clubs to hire extra-duty law enforcement officers based upon venue occupancy would put them out of business.
Because our capacity is 1050 and that's what it would be based on, we would be looking at an extra $1,000 a night, $3,200 a week, $168,000 a year. We can't possibly stay afloat in this economy the way it is. We actually redesigned everything when the economy fell apart, and we based everything that we're doing on volume. We're a very busy club on one night. That one night stretches financially across our whole week. You know, if we had to do that and take out the 21 of the 18 to 20s, we certainly wouldn't be able to do that. We would close our doors. And closing the doors will eventually hurt Ybor City. It's a revenue-driven area, and we just wouldn't be able to do that. All the other businesses around would suffer. If we take all the 18 to 20s out of it, the Ybor supermarket, the little pizza parlors, everyone will suffer. And those kids are going to go someplace anyway.
No decision was made today, but Councilmember Harry Cohen said the city council will consider the matter in the future.
Because we do not have a quorum, we are not going to be taking any official action on this item today, on any item actually at this point. And any proposal to deal with this issue would come at a regular city council meeting in which there is a quorum. Our next one is on June 7th. And any proposal that's put out there, any ordinance that's proposed, will have two readings, and it will have the ability for the public to come and comment on the specific items in that proposed ordinance at a public hearing. So your chance to be heard is not over. It will continue, and it will take place when we actually have an ordinance in front of us.
The issue is so contentious that a Facebook group was created yesterday and already has nearly 4,000 members. It's called Tampa City Council Nightclub Regulation Watch.